Shehan Jeyaraja is with us from Dave Campbell's Texas Football. And Shehan, this has been an absolute bombshell over the last 48 hours. Texas and OU, their future in the Big 12 looks more and more in doubt by the moment. Obviously, there was that meeting yesterday with Big 12 officials, and Texas and OU were not there. What did you take out of just what's been leaked from yesterday's meeting?
Yeah, I think that certainly it looks like the Big 12 and the other eight member institutions have really been blindsided by this. You know, it was funny back at Big 12 Media Days just last week, which feels like years ago. You know, Bob Bowlsby, the commissioner, joked afterwards that, man, this is the first time in years that you guys haven't asked me about expansion or realignment, and I think I win $5 because of that. And guess what? This is the year that all this kind of comes together. And so, I think right now, you know, for those other eight schools, they're trying to figure out what their future is. And certainly I think they're going to go look and, you know, listen, if you can get a Big Ten invite while this is all kind of falling apart, I think that you have to take it, right? If you can get a Pac-12 invite, you have to take it. But I think right now, you know, I mean, I think they're just trying to figure out how to make up that gap by losing Texas and Oklahoma. And there isn't an obvious one. There isn't just sort of an easy fix to losing the two sort of tent poles of your league, but they're going to have to act faster or risk getting left behind.
You know, and just take a half step back here. Over the last 48 hours, we went from, all right, well, you know, maybe it's just speculation, to Texas A&M would never let this happen. And so many schools in the SEC, they're not going to want this, to, it looks like a foregone conclusion. This is going down. This is kind of mind-blowing to think about.
Yeah, well, Kurt Bowles from the Austin American Statesman just reported that he feels like Texas and Oklahoma are far enough in their process that this could be something that could be done in the coming weeks. And now, there's still a lot of steps. We have to say that, right? I mean, 11 of the 14 SEC schools still have to vote for them to come in. The Big 12 still has a grant of rights to hold over Texas and Oklahoma for, you know, the next 3 to 4 years, right, until 2025. And so there's a lot of hurdles that are going to be along the way. And listen, I think that the Big 12 isn't going to take this laying down. They're not going to let Texas and Oklahoma get away without punishment. They're not going to get away without holding them to that grant of rights. But I think certainly at this point, it looks like, you know, we're going to get confirmation relatively soon that Texas and Oklahoma are going to tell the Big 12 we do not plan to be long-term members. Now, certainly I think if you're the Big 12 and if you're the other schools, right, you're trying to hold them to that 4-year timeline. But I think that certainly both sides are going to be trying to reach an amicable solution as soon as possible.
Yeah, when we look at the future of the Big 12, let's say OU and Texas do indeed leave, and they leave as soon as possible. For our listeners, a lot of Baylor grads, a lot of TCU grads in this area. I'm sure other Big 12 schools represented as well. But since they're right here, what would you do if you're those schools? And what do you think their ADs are thinking about today?
Yeah, well, certainly I think you have to go out and look at your options, right? I mean, if you can get the Pac-12 or if you can get the Big Ten, you know, one of the other stable conferences to kind of look at you, I think you have to do it. I will say, I do think that I'm a little worried if I'm a Baylor or a TCU fan that that maybe, you know, the draw of sort of a small private school, even with, of course, the market shares that they have, especially with, I mean, the academic and athletic success that both of those schools have had historically, that somebody might take a chance. But there's not an obvious landing spot, right? So I think that that's what's going to be difficult. So I think that the other thing that you have to consider as well is, how can you sort of elevate what you might land in long term? And so, for example, if you do land in the American, you know, how do you elevate that league? How do you try to maneuver to where it's at least one of maybe the top five leagues, right? Where it's one of the top six, where you're getting into that conversation still for the college football playoff in this new system. I think that that's going to be a big part of it, is you need to set yourself up both geographically and financially and obviously competitively to be able to continue to have a chance, because these are two programs in Baylor and TCU that have been that close to the national stage over the last decade. And so certainly I think you have to do anything that you can to try to protect that opportunity.
All of us, don't blink, because we might miss something. You know, just the other day, like you said, we thought the Big 12 was intact. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.